The movie Think Like a Man 2 is in theaters today.
Tonight,
this evening. One of the co-stars of the movie is Terrence J. He's in our New York studios with Kevin Hart this morning. Terrence J., sir. Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
What's happening, guys? Good morning.
Everything
good?
Good?
I'm full of energy.
Okay.
I'm drinking some orange juice right now. Me and Kev out here in New York City. How you guys doing? What's up?
We're doing good. First question is...
Yes.
You played J. Anthony Brown's...
I know where this is going.
Play Mama's boyfriend.
I know where this is going.
In the first movie, Think Like a Man.
Yes.
And Think Like a Man 2, he's dead. Did you kill your play mama's boyfriend?
I am not responsible for Jay's death. I wanted him to live. It was circumstantial. I actually heard he tried to get too much money for the sequel. His contract, he tried to renew it. He wanted everything that Kevin had, and it was just like, listen.
Kevin had two or three lines in the movie.
That was what the problem was.
He came down the steps. That was nice. But he wanted Kevin money?
It was after the first movie blew up, and Jay came in with new lawyers, had a new team, had a new Jewish guy on it. We never met these people. And he started asking for all these different things, man. New trailer. He had a different rider with all types of candies. And it was out of control, man.
Y'all know Jay wore Spanx and Think Like a Man. That wasn't his real body and Think Like a Man 1. They wrapped him up for that entrance. You notice when he came down the stairs, nothing moved. Everything was in place. Jay had on Spanx underneath them pants right there. Everything was confined.
And Terrence, he told us all he asked for was chicken. He said all he asked for.
He was demanding that there was a Popeye stand set up on set, and we can't do that. We don't have the licensing. It's all types of, and he demanded that they set up the shop on set, and it just couldn't work out. Logistics. It was logistics.
And Jay wanted the cash dressed in his suit.
Yeah, exactly.
He said for the wedding. He said, "Can a groomsman be in my suits?" He was like, "Jay, that doesn't fit the movie." I remember this.
Yes,
now that you say it, I remember.
You remember.
Yeah,
he's coming back.
He said, "Can a groomsman be in my line?" And we was like, "Jay, I don't think that works." And he was like, "Well, I'm not doing it." He was like, "Jay,
and that was how it happened."
Yeah.
Huh?
That was how it happened.
All right, Terrence, your character in the movie is the one getting married. And so the ladies want to know, what about you in real life?
Terrence J.
No, I'm not married.
Why are you stuttering, man? What's all that about?
No, I'm currently not married.
All the J jokes came out real good, but I'm.
Listen, you know what, man? I've learned a lot. I'm very much in love, first of all. And I've learned a lot during the process of this film, man. I've had the pleasure of getting to work very closely with Kevin and seeing how he balances, you know, family and career, and I aspire to do a lot in this industry.
Didn't Kevin just get a divorce?
I'm trying to learn right now, so I'm taking it very slow.
He's learning what not to do. As far as divorce is concerned.
My divorce was almost 5 years ago. Here's a good thing, man. Okay, what Terrence says, and I'm gonna take up for my partner right now, man.
Thank
my
you,
partner,
sir. Hey, help
my,
me.
My partner in crime right now. Okay. Terrence is a dedicated dude right now who is now finding his place in the entertainment field, and not only in his career, in life in general. And I feel like Terrence is focusing, is in the right place, man. You're looking at a guy who's driven, who wants the most out of life, and I think that eventually he'll get to that place.
Yes.
But marriage right now, you know, you don't make the mistake of doing it at a young age. I did it at a young age, and I didn't understand the value of it, people. Everybody that's listening, that's the problem with certain people when they get married. You got to understand the importance and the value of it. I didn't. And I think what Terrence does, he will. Now, doing it again, I will understand, and I get what you're supposed to do. I didn't at a certain point in time, which is why I made my mistakes. I'm not going to let my friend make the mistakes that I made.
Exactly.
And that's what we talk about. See that, guys? That's called cleanup.
Yep.
We got a movie coming up.
Y'all heard my struggle. My struggle was real.
Terrence somehow got on trash. Well, I take out the trash on Wednesdays. What? No,
not Terrence.
No.
Yes.
Terrence, you're on E. and you're doing entertainment news. How difficult is it doing a story about Kevin Hart when he's done something that's in the news, and that's your friend, and you're on E?
Primarily, I think we've only had one story.
You email me.
I give Kev a heads up. We talk about it going into it. And, when it comes to those stories, we just tell the truth, and I protect my people, man. At the end of the day, I protect my people. I'm never going to have Kevin on E, you know, looking crazy. I don't have control over any of the other outlets.
He doesn't get enough job at that. But, yeah.
No. I do that on my own. Yeah. Terrence just give me a heads up. Hey, man, don't turn on the TV at 6. They blasting you, Kev. They got you good on this one. I'm giving you a heads up.
Nah, but yeah, you got to protect your people, man. You got to protect your people. I'll make sure Kev don't look crazy. Nobody's going to look crazy on my watch, period.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Don't care. Hey, just saw Kevin running naked on Hollywood Boulevard.
Just another day at the Hart House.
Hey, they say it wasn't drugs. It's just him mentally. Call in. Give us your thoughts. That's Tom right there.
Terrence J, the one actually getting married, the character in the movie that's getting married in the movie Think Like a Man 2.
And it is really good, guys. I said it's cute, and it is. It's cute. It's great to see you guys all together.
Did I make you tear up with my mom scene?
Very, very much so. And that's other thing.
What's the scene?
Well, there's...
It's not a spoiler. They got to tell us.
No, it is a spoiler.
Well, they got a lot of stuff.
Well, no, you can say without spoiling. Basically, Terrence has a point with his mother where his mom compromises his marriage. And, and him as a man. And he's put in the situation where
he has a defining moment.
He's got to step up either for his lady or basically not be present for what his relationship
you
is.
You finally get to see the mama's boy step up.
And
he does. It never really happened in the first movie. It was never really resolved, and you finally get to see him really man up, and it's, the script is just really masterful, man. Every character, every storyline, every relationship just comes to this culminate. It is, man, and hats off to Will Packer and Tim Story for masterminding and puppeteering this incredible, you know, task of having all these different stories that you're invested in be paid off by the end of this film.
Which is why I don't understand why we couldn't have kept Jay in.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man.
With Michael's
mother's new boyfriend, I see why Jay had to be killed off. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, who plays the new boyfriend?
Let's just say she's in good hands.
Nice. I like that. Nice. You're in good hands.
All right, Terrence J. Thanks for stopping by.
And the movie is tonight.
And the movie is tonight. It starts tonight in theaters all over the country.